Icarus and the Truth That Bore Him by Jessica Cho. It wasn't his fault, not his nor his father's, but no one asked the feathers, torn by root and broken calamus, lifted from their soft repose, if they would take part in the scheme of man and monster. Woven and waxed in their nest of branches, bent into parody of prior form, reminiscent enough to stir some lingering trace of lives once lived, enough to rouse them from crafted quiescence, to rustle with whispers, sharing sorcerous stories as they once shared sky and say, "Remember." When he takes his leave of Earth, bearing the shape of miracles on his back, these captured pinions steal his senses, rob his tongue of the promise he made his father, and fill him instead with songs of air and grace, a lofty seduction, even as they yearn for their own freedom, living again with this taste of air as he bears them higher and higher and higher. Their murmurations spill over wood and thread, inviting them all to wake, and in the space of that single moment, remember. And the wood remembers, says, "Let us become trees again, our roots anchored in the skin of the world." And the string remembers, says, "Let us become flax again, blossoming beneath an endless sky." And the feathers of his wings say, "We can be birds again. We can remember what it is to be holy, to be whole and flighted, to be free to carry our own weight, unburdened by mistakes made by other hands." And he whose life cannot be given back to his father, they instead bear gently, with all the tenderness of broken things, as they descend to water and salt, to the start of all beginnings, to the waiting cradle of the sea.